Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Last night, I moderated a forum for New York City mayoral hopefuls. The title of the event was What's in it for Low-Income New Yorkers, sponsored by the Community Service Society, which advocates on their behalf, along with the Union 32BJ, UnitedNY.org, Make the Road New York, and the Center for Popular Democracy. We're putting the full audio of the two-hour event on our website. It's not up yet, but we think it'll be up in just a few minutes. And right now, I'll give you a sense of what happened there with one excerpt from each of the seven candidates who attended, all five major Democrats in the race, plus Adelfo Carrion, the Independence Party candidate, also seeking the Republican nomination, and Tom Allen, the Liberal Party candidate, also seeking the Republican nomination. We'll start with a clip that much of the media has found newsworthy, and rightly so, I think. This is from the closing statement by Democratic hopeful and city comptroller John Liu, who is under federal investigation over issues pertaining to some of his campaign donations. Two of his aides have already been indicted, but Liu hasn't, and he chose last night to insist that U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara either charge him or clear him.
Despite my record and despite my vision for the city, which I think is the right vision, there are still whispers about this cloud hanging over my head, this investigation into my fundraising. 3 years of investigating. They've wiretapped my phones for 18 months. They've reviewed a million documents and messages. They've interrogated thousands of my supporters. And yet, what do they have to show for it? It's time to put up or shut up already, because I've got an election to win.
John Liu. Now, campaign finance made news in at least two other moments in the forum. I'll play both of those. Former city councilman Sal Albanese, running for the Democratic nomination, in answering a question on something else, took a shot at public advocate Bill de Blasio.
Ryan, you hear a lot of rhetoric here about ideas that are being put out there, but what you have to understand is who funds these campaigns. That's essential, because there's a lot of talk here. But look at the contributors. For example, Mr. de Blasio, who attacked Cablevision about the fact that he wants to move the NBA All-Star game to Brooklyn because Cablevision fired 22 employees, he's taking contributions from Cablevision. Bill, you should give that money back.
Sal Albanese at last night's mayoral forum kind of ad-libbing his way into one of the questions that I was going to ask the whole panel anyway, which was for them to talk about their campaign donors, their donor bases, and the other candidates' donor bases, if they wanted to characterize those, and how they thought their donor bases set themselves up to be responsive to the interests of low-income New Yorkers. So once Sal Albanese came out with that, I gave all the candidates a chance to characterize their own donor bases and their opponents if they so chose, including de Blasio a chance to respond to Sal Albanese's claim about him taking money from Cablevision, even though he criticized them.
As to Sal Albanese's claim, this is really getting absurd when someone says you took support from some people associated with a company and then you attack that company when it unfairly fired shop stewards. So somehow that support affected you. Sal, with all due respect, it's the other way around. I attacked Cablevision because they fired workers who were defending their right to organize.
So we didn't get good audio from that moment or, frankly, from de Blasio's mic all night. But de Blasio's point, if you couldn't make it out, was if he attacks his own campaign donor, then he's independent and there was no conflict of interest. One more of the candidates' comments was newsworthy in that campaign finance round. Tom Allen, the Liberal Party candidate and Republican hopeful, said this about his attempts to raise money from the real estate industry.
Campaign fundraising is a dirty little secret of politics. It is very hard. If any of you want to try it, I don't think you should. I have over 900 donors so far from all around the city. But I have not gotten money from a lot of the entrenched interests. I have had conversations with real estate executives who said, I like you, Tom, I'd like to support you, but I'm afraid of pissing off Chris Quinn or some of the other leaders.
And sure enough, also in the media yesterday was the head of the Real Estate Board of New York quoted as praising Chris Quinn for bringing real estate developers into the conversation about housing in New York when some of the other candidates are excluding them and just vilifying them. All right, so there were three little takes on campaign finance, those of campaign finance, the campaign finance of the speakers and of some of the people on the panel who they were referring to. Now, one of the most interesting dynamics of the evening goes back to John Liu and how he set himself apart as the most populist liberal candidate, calling, for example, for an $11.50 an hour minimum wage, while his Democratic rivals supported President Obama's proposal for $9 an hour. And he called for ending stop and frisk, while the other candidates said it should be kept but fixed. So that's going to be one of the interesting things going forward, I think, is to see how much Liu registers as kind of more pure than the others, or how much he's taken to be irresponsible or unrealistic by proposing things like an $11.50 minimum wage or a total end to stop and frisk. We'll see as time goes on. But by contrast, for example, former controller Bill Thompson said stop and frisk should be fixed but not ended, and he made his call for fixing it personal by referring to his 15-year-old stepson.
And the question he asked me is the question that is the logical question, the question we should be asking each other. What he said to me, and he's a 15-year-old and he's not a street kid, he asked me the question, you know, but Bill, if I'm not doing anything wrong, why would I be stopped? That's the question my stepson asked me. Look, stop and frisk. When you have almost 700,000 people that have been stopped in 2011, 550,000 almost last year, when they're being stopped because they are black, Latino, and innocent, there's something wrong. So I haven't said eliminate stop and frisk, but it is a policy that is being misused and abused. And we need to make sure that it is a useful tool, but we have to stop the way it is being used now.
Former Controller Bill Thompson. It was the first mayoral forum appearance for Adolfo Carrion, the former Bronx Borough president and Obama administration urban affairs appointee. He is the Independence Party candidate now. He's got that line for November, and he's running for the Republican nomination. He talked about the potential voters of the city and how they're not even being inspired to go to the polls.
In 2009, 3 of every 10 voters came out to vote for mayor. 3 of every 10 voters came out to vote for mayor of New York City and decide who the leader of this city would be that would set the priorities for education, housing, and economic development and jobs strategy, our competitive position in the national and global marketplace, our safety and security strategy. 7 people stayed home, the lowest level since 1969. I am running for mayor to wake up that sleeping giant of New Yorkers who need to help us take the reins of our future and decide our leadership in this town. One very wise man once said, bad officials are elected by the good voters who stay home. We need you to come out and vote and take the reins of the future of this city, and I am the person to help you do that. Thank you very much.
Adolfo Carrion last night, and of course time will tell if he's got something that would inspire people who aren't voting to actually get engaged and show up. One more clip regarding City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, the front runner in the early polls, and this will be a clip of her. This was not her crowd, largely because of one issue that she has distinguished herself on and that's been dogging her, her refusal to support a city council bill for paid sick leave for most workers in the city. She was the only candidate there last night who had that position, and I questioned her on her stated reason for that opposition.
And Speaker, I know you've said that you're for it, but not when the economy locally is this weak. How will you know a recovered enough economy when you see it?
Well, that is not an easy question to calibrate, unfortunately, but it is one we're working aggressively on trying to figure out whether you can find a set of independent triggers to look at something like that, or whether it's something you'll only know as you continue to go on and evaluate as things are moving forward. I mean, there's different factors one could theoretically look at. Unemployment rates, closure rates of businesses, things of that nature, growth rates, and we're trying to figure out all of those in different ways to see what would be the right things to look at in addition to just a more comprehensive picture. Because as has been said, although we have in total number gained the number of jobs back we lost in the recession, we still have an unemployment rate that is higher than the rest of the state and the rest of the country.
So is there any metric that you would cite that would trigger it?
We are evaluating that. I can't tell you tonight.
All right. Chris Quinn from last night. And there you have it. Some of the newsworthy moments from last night's mayoral forum on issues of interest to low-income workers at the First Corinthian Baptist Church on East 116th Street. Three Republican candidates who were invited did not attend, Joe Loda, George McDonald, and John Katsimatidis. We'll keep having all the candidates here on the show one-on-one. And you will be able to listen to the audio of the full two-hour forum if you're interested. As of any minute, we're working right now to get that on our page, which will be at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC. Coming up next, why Verizon's and then LIPA's Sandy problems are still unresolved. Stay with us.